Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I'm your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, coming to you live from the heart of Dixon. I want to welcome all callers and everyone that's on the World Wide Web to VOTWM Radio, where the voice of God is heard through his word and his messenger. I would also like to thank all new callers for tuning in today, and I pray that you continue to listen every Sunday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor and a friend and let them know that we're on the air live. Also, we want to invite you to become a follower of our Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry by clicking the follow button on Blog Talk Radio. And also, we want to invite you to become our friend on Facebook. Send me a request in Facebook, and so that you can get connected to this ministry. Also, today is Veterans Day, so we want to thank all the veterans, all the active duties, soldiers, and their families for all the sacrifices that they have made. We want to thank the soldiers for protecting our freedom, that we may remain free. Also, tune in with us Tuesday night with One Word from the Lord at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time with Outlaws Worldwide Ministries on Saturday at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time with Prophetess Yvonne Wow. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for life. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the blood that Jesus shed 2,000 years ago for our sins. Oh, Father, we give you honor and praise, for you are worthy to be praised, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you for every listener. We thank you for just life. We thank you for our family. We thank you for our friends. We thank you for our freedom, Lord. We just have so much to be thankful for, Lord. And we give you honor and we give you praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, lead us and guide us by your Spirit, oh, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, we thank you for the word, for the word has power. Father, we thank you. We give you honor and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Now let's open our Bible so that we can hear the voice of God through his word. I'm going to be reading out of the King James Version today, and I'm going to be reading from John, the 10th chapter. So if you do not have your Bible, go get your Bible so that you can read along with me in your own devotional time or your own spare time. Read the book of John. This is a good book. It's actually one of my favorite books, the book of John. And I'm going to be reading and from John, the 10th chapter, starting at verse 9, and it reads, I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. And verse 10 says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his holy word. The scripture just told us, Jesus just told us, he says in the scriptures, he says that I am the door. He said if any man enters into his door, he shall be saved. And behind Jesus' door is a bundle of life, and everything that we need is behind the door of Jesus. So the title of our message today is, I Am the Door. Amen. In our lives, we will open many doors. And I can remember when I was a little girl, and I think they still have that show today, The Price is Right, where they had three doors. They had door number one, door number two, and door number three. but only one of the doors had the real prize behind it. So if you picked the wrong door, you actually got, I guess, a junk gift or whatever. But that's the way it is in life. We have a choice. There's two doors. There's Jesus' door, and there's the devil's door. And the scripture that's told us that the devil comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. So behind the devil's door is destruction. But behind Jesus' door, there's life. There are many doors, and I can say in my life, that I have opened that was not of God. There's a lot of pleasure behind those doors. A lot of partying, a lot of good times behind that door. But the only door that you can open that will give you eternal life is Jesus, because he said, I am the door. And see, when we open the doors of the devil's doors, as I would call them, there's a lot of things going on behind the devil's doors. And these doors are there to destroy our mind, our body, our soul, and give us eternal death if we choose to stay behind that door. Because behind the devil's door is darkness, it's destruction. Everything of the world is behind this door. It is so many people today that are behind the devil's door. There's all kind of sin there, all kind of sin. There's doors of lust. There's doors of fornication. There's a door of adultery. There's a door of drugs, alcohol, doors of same-sex relationships. Doors of death. These are doors that we open ourselves when we decide to go behind the devil's door, when we decide to open that door. But the Bible tells us, and Jesus just told, he said, I am the door to life. If anybody opens this door, I am the door to life. I am the door to salvation. But many times in our lives, we open the wrong door. Because it looks good. And as we go through life, and I can say about me, is that we look at the outer appearance. It looks good to us. And see, the devil, he's never going to ever give you anything that you don't like. If you don't like a short man, he ain't going to give you no short man. If you like, a female friend and you want her to have a Coca-Cola bottle body and a shape, he ain't going to give you no woman with no shape. If you like liquor, he ain't going to give you a Sprite. And if you are a person that likes a person of the same sex, if you're a man that likes men, he ain't going to give you no woman. And he ain't going to give a woman that likes women a man, because he knows you don't want that. The devil is always going to have behind his door what you desire. Anything that's in the flesh, anything that is of the world is behind that door. And it don't lead to life. It leads to destruction. It leads to death. And Jesus said in the word says that he came that all might be saved and have life in him who was sent. Jesus is the door. He says, I am the door. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am life. I am the only door to your salvation. I am the word. I am the living word. I am the door to your eternal life. Whatever you need in life is behind Jesus' door. Behind his door is hope. There's a door of hope. There's a door of love. If you need love, you need real love, Jesus got it. It's behind his door. If you need salvation, your soul to be saved, Jesus got it, because he died for it. He shed his blood for it, that you might be saved. See, when you leave the devil's door, you come from death and you go to life, because there's nothing but life behind Jesus' door. He is the light of the world. So when you go behind this door, there's abundance of life. There's a door of faith back there. There's a door of faith. It's a door of love, love, love. It's a door of love back there. Everything that you need is behind the door of Jesus. Eternal life. eternal life, no more crying, no more tears, no more heartache, no more pain, no more suffering, no more dying, no more getting old, no gray hair. All of those things are behind his book. He says, I am the way. He says, I am the one who came 2,000 years ago. I am the door. He says that I am the door. He said, if you will seek me, so you got to seek him. The Bible says you got to ask, you got to seek, and you got to knock. See, he's not going to come in until you ask him to come in. You got to choose him. He's waiting on you to make the choice, and the time is now to make the choice because he's getting ready to return. The time is now while the blood is still running warm in your veins to choose the door of Jesus, because he says, I am the door. He says, I am the door that giveth life. He said, you must believe in me because I am the door. He says, I am the door to your salvation. But you have to choose. Who are you going to choose today? What door are you going to choose today? Choose Jesus today. Life is in him. It's only in him that one can be saved. Follow Jesus today. Follow him today and the rest of your life. He said, I am the way. I am the truth and I am the life. He said, you must go through me. He said, if you don't know me, you don't know the Father. He says, I am the way. He said, whatever you need, it's in me because I am the door. He says, I am the door to your faith. I am the door to your hope. I am the door to a heart that is broken. I am the door that heals. I am the door that brings deliverance. I am the door. I am the door of life to all those who will believe in me. I am the door. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I am the door. Come unto me. The Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, I did not just come for the righteous. He said, I came for all. He said, I came for the sick. I came for those that needed healing. He said, I am the door to your healing. Whether it's physical or whether it's mental, he said, I am the healer. He said, I am the deliverer. I am the door. It's in me. I am the door. I am the door. He says, I am the door. I'm waiting on you to let me into your heart. I am the door. I am the door. I came that you might have life. You don't have to suffer. I am the door. Seek me. Seek me, he says. Seek me. Come out of the world of sin. Seek me. I am the door. I am the door. I am the door. Seek me. Seek me, he says. He says, seek me. We're running out of time, not out of words. But you need to seek Jesus today, for he is the door to everything that you need. Everything that you need is behind the door of Jesus. We never like to close out the show without giving the invitation. If you do not know the Lord, say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and Christ raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sins, be saved and change your life today. Find you a Bible-believing church, get you a Bible, and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God. And leave me a message on Facebook and let me know that you have given your life to Christ today, and I will pray with you. We will pray with you Also, don't forget the Prophetess Show on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Meet me here next week at the same time with BOTM Ministries. Have a great week. Be blessed.